And at 7:06, we currently have 33 degrees, your temperature here at the KJN studios, looking for a high temperature near 63 with calm winds and sunny skies here today, becoming a little bit breezier this afternoon out of the southwest at just 5 to 10 miles per hour. Frost advisory that was in place for the entire listening area has been allowed to expire here at the top of the hour's temperature start to warm up here this morning. Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with KJAN News. The Carroll Police Department is searching for a male suspect who allegedly stabbed a female on the city's North Main Street on Friday morning. The suspect on the loose and originally reported to be near Carroll Community Schools. The school district was locked down early on Friday. Parents were notified on Friday morning with an automated phone message from the superintendent. The assault on a female happened at about 7:20 on Friday morning, and authorities say the suspect is a black man with a stocky build. Carroll Police Chief Jeff Kaler says the search zone is in a quadrant of Carroll that's north of Highway 30. And the victim in Friday morning's stabbing was airlifted to a Des Moines hospital, and authorities have not been able to interview her. The police chief says a man who was in the home at the time of the incident is considered a person of interest in the investigation, but Kaler does not call him a suspect, and this was last updated last evening. A man accused of trying to abduct children in Omaha was arrested after leading police on a chase from Nebraska to Iowa and back. KETV reports that 23-year-old Sean Collins was arrested on Thursday in Omaha's Old Market District. Police say Collins fled from officers that were called to a report of a motorist who was trying to lure two children ages 6 and 10 into a van. Officers say that when they found the van, the driver turned the lights off and a woman appeared to flee from an open door. The driver sped off, crossing into Council Bluffs and then back into Omaha on Interstate 480 before crashing into two vehicles. Collins is charged with attempted abduction, attempted robbery, flight to avoid arrest, and theft by receiving. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest on Friday of a Red Oak woman for indecent exposure. Officers arrested 23-year-old Kirsten Lynn Wilwarding of Red Oak in the 1800 block of East Summit Street at 11:32 p.m. Wilwarding was taken to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $1,000 cash bond. Officials with the governor's office say Iowa Governor Terry Branstad and Lieutenant Governor Kim Reynolds will be this coming week traveling to Coon Rapids to sign Senate File 2344 into law. The bill will protect Iowa's renewable fuels industry by extending the state's biodiesel production tax credit and enhancing the state's E15 retailer tax credit. The event takes place at the Poet Ethanol Facility at 1015 Grant Avenue in Coon Rapids from 12:30 to 1:15 p.m. on Wednesday. Joining the governor and lieutenant governor will be Monty Shaw, executive director of the Iowa Renewable Fuels Association, and several renewable fuels and agriculture industry leaders. Attorneys for former Des Moines School Superintendent Nancy Sebring say the Iowa Supreme Court has decided not to hear arguments about whether her sexually explicit emails should have been made public. The Des Moines School District wanted the court to review a judge's ruling that allows Sebring's lawsuit to proceed. The judge ruled in March that emails sent and received by Sebring through her district-issued account and electronics should have remained confidential. Her invasion of privacy lawsuit argues that the emails were personal and not subject to state's open records law, and the district says the emails are public records. The Des Moines Register reports that in a statement released Thursday, Sebring's attorneys said they look forward to taking the case before a jury. The trial is scheduled for November. Senator Chuck Grassley will hold six town meetings in Iowa during the week of May 26 as part of his annual 99-county tour. Grassley has held a meeting in each of Iowa's 99 counties at least once every year since he was first elected to the U.S. Senate. On May 28th, 29th, and 30th, Grassley will be in Greenfield, Atlantic, Mount Air, Sheridan, Pella, and Bloomfield. On Wednesday, the 28th, Grassley will hold town hall meetings in Greenfield from 9:45 to 10:45 a.m. in the courtroom at the Adair County Courthouse, in Atlantic from noon to 1 at the Iowa Western Community College, and in Mount Air from 5 to 6 p.m. in the Assembly Room at the Ringgold County Courthouse. The Iowa Economic Development Authority on Friday awarded direct financial assistance and tax benefits to 9 companies for job creation and expansion projects. The awards will assist in the creation and retention of 484 jobs and will result in nearly $105 million in new capital investment for the state. The board also took action to support 3 innovation projects. The board approved assistance for planned or proposed projects located in Burlington, Cedar Falls, Cedar Rapids, Council Bluffs, Milford, Sioux City, Story City, Swisher, Tipton, and West Des Moines. In Council Bluffs, the Echo Group Incorporated, a holding company that operates 18 electrical product sales subsidiary locations in Iowa, Nebraska, Minnesota, and South Dakota, is proposing an $11 million capital investment project to relocate the company's wholesale division to a 13-acre site in Council Bluffs. The project would include warehouse space, a large equipment product storage area, and a training center and administrative support services building in a campus setting. The IEDA board awarded the company tax benefits to create and retain 117 jobs. Currently, the company employs about 400 people in four states. A care facility in Council Bluffs has the unique distinction of being home to nearly a half dozen centenarians, those who are older than 100 years of age. The Omaha World Herald says the Bethany Lutheran Home has five of them, all of whom are women. Current residents who are 100 or older are Ethel Tornaton is 101, Genevieve Winger is 102, Helen Klim 102, Leota Heinrich 105, and Alice Steers, who is 106. The ladies told the paper, hard work, clean living, being honest, and staying true to their friends are part of their longevity. One of the women worked until she was 92. Her employment included working in a doctor's office and waiting on tables for many years. Another taught a country school in Hazel Dell Township. One of the ladies says her hobby of antiquing is what kept her going for so long. None of them complained about their hardships and the fact that technology was not as advanced as it is today. And authorities say they have discovered a marijuana growing operation at a home near the Southeast Iowa High School of Fairfield. The Fairfield Police Department says it executed a search warrant on Wednesday at a home close to Fairfield High School, owned by 63-year-old Campbell Hare. Officers found more than 100 plants growing that they suspected to be marijuana. The Ottumwa Courier reports Hare faces multiple charges, including growing marijuana within 1,000 feet of a school and possession with intent to deliver a controlled substance. Court records do not list an attorney. Authorities say Hare may receive additional charges as the investigation continues. That's a look at the latest news. Now taking a look at your funeral announcements here this morning. Janet L. Pokinghorn, age 76 of Marnie, died Wednesday at the Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Funeral services for Janet Pokinghorn will be held today, 10:30 a.m. at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Robert Gregg, age 73, of Linden, died December 19th at the Panora Nursing and Rehab Center. Graveside services for Robert Gregg will be held today at 11 a.m. at the Westland Cemetery in rural Linden. Twig Funeral Home in Panora has the arrangements. John Charles Junny Wageman, age 93, of Westphalia, died on Friday at the Little Flower Haven Nursing Home. A Mass of Christian Burial for John Wageman will be held on Monday at 11 a.m. at the St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Ralph Doonan, age 84, of Alexandria, Minnesota, and formerly of Audubon and Elkhorn areas, died May 5th in Minnesota. Services for Ralph Doonan will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Helen Rechtenbaugh, age 88, of Des Moines and formerly the Fontenelle area, died December 23rd in Des Moines. Graveside services for Helen Rechtenbaugh will be held Monday at 1 p.m. at the Fontenelle Cemetery. Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle has arrangements. And Lila Mae Nelson, age 82, of Kimbleton, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home in Kimbleton. Funeral services for Lila Mae Nelson are pending with Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton. That's a look at your latest news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.